I'm Steve Rickyberg from Geek Cred, and you're listening to Buffy Between the Lines.
Previously on Buffy Between the Lines.
Oh, wait, we still have the Buffy bot.
The bot? Isn't her head off or something?
Yeah, the bot. She could pretend to be Buffy.
Dead people. Yay!
The conversation has moved on to dead people. Where's the Buffy bot?
Ahem. I've got her head back on.
Willow, you got rid of the dragon. I'm supposed to do that. I'm the Slayer. And I kill the bad guys. That is what I do.
And now, on to Buffy Between the Lines, Episode 4, Control-Alt-Delete.
I'm getting restless.
You're always restless, Coyote. It's part of your nature. We cannot deny our nature.
Hush, you two. Air, what are we doing here? I sense no one from the chain.
Patience. Our time will come. There is much they must learn first.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
Hi, I'm a Murr.
And I'm a JC.
Hey, I'm a JC too. Over here.
What the heck?
You know, we got really tired of you one-upping us in the last promo, so we cloned ourselves.
That's right, clone. Ha ha.
Oh, that's original. Ow.
Ha ha, see, you can't geek-foo us with your sarcasm. Not all seven of us at the same time.
Yeah,
anyway.
Look at us, seven JCs right
clone,
over
clone,
here.
Clone, 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 clone.
Carbon
clone.
Copies of the JC, baby.
Oh, please.
Ha.
Oh.
Give it up, Lafferty. I'm the superior podcaster.
Yeah, well, I'm superior,
I
too.
I was a superior podcaster.
Everyone knows that I'm superior.
JC, if you have access to all the weird stuff in your books, then I have access as well.
So?
Ow! Do you remember that my book is about gods?
Oh, crap.
Download the Seventh Son Trilogy and the Heaven series and look for Playing for Keeps there in November at patiobooks.com.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Swirly dust bunnies from hell, Willow. What have you been keeping in this box? Right, I shouldn't mention bunnies, even the dusty ones.
Relax. Anya's not here. Xandra said she flaked out on helping us move in.
Seriously, Willow, when was the last time this box saw the light of day?
I'm not sure. I think it's one of the boxes that got pushed to the back of my bed. Oh, my yearbook!
For a self-confessed school outcast, you sure seem to be bubbling over with nostalgia. And it's infectious. Let me see.
This is why we shouldn't be left unsupervised. We're supposed to be unpacking.
I have no attention span, and you're apparently weak of will.
What was Tara thinking? And what was I thinking when I wore that wacky cartoon dog shirt? Look at it. I don't take a good photo.
Come on, you guys all look so happy back then. Except Oz. Crack a facial expression already.
High school and happy. Now there's an oxymoron for you. It wasn't all bad. Sometimes we were actually in classes that weren't attacked by demons.
I thought that was an urban legend. I think I'm going to go out and get some air. Spike, sorry to say, not creepy.
If I wanted to put the frighteners on you, you'd know about it.
How long you been out here?
An hour, maybe more. I would have popped in, but I saw all the boxes in the driveway and I didn't feel much like lending a hand.
Why do you think I'm out here?
I figured you were scampering off to see your mates or coming round to see me.
Hirkip's the last place I'd go looking. You're either patrolling, getting drunken willies, or lurking out here. The smoking gives you away. You're a really bad stalker.
I'm used to jumping out and killing stuff. Waiting has never been my forte.
You do know that you could just come inside, right? We've got warm TV and colored popcorn.
Don, Xander just brought the rest of the stuff around. Oh, hi, Spike.
Tara.
How are you holding together?
Could be better.
Spike, you don't have to do the whole restrain thing because I'm around.
Spike, you're welcome to come inside. I'd appreciate if you could help carry some of the heavier things in.
Xander's too weak to handle a few knick-knacks, is he? Stupid kid.
Don, you coming inside?
I'm just going to stay out here a little longer.
Okay, just don't wander off too far.
Hey, sweetie. We got more boxes?
Yeah, I convinced Spike to help Xander bring in the rest of the boxes from the car.
How was he? That bad, huh?
I think he's holding it together for Dawn. I don't know. It used to be difficult having him around, but now he just makes me sad.
Yeah.
I'm back! Javert has returned. You wouldn't believe how busy Odin's occult shop was with all the late-night shop... Ugh. Will any of you learn to clean up after yourselves when you've eaten? How am I supposed to lure victims back when the place smells like a week-old corpse? Is anyone going to get that? I'm working. While you're all having fun.
Hi! Are you the occupant of this lovely house?
I didn't order any evil fruit basket. You probably want the Barith demon across the street.
Card says it's a Javert Vidok. That you?
Yes, I'm Javert Vidok.
Put your John Hancock here, please.
Oh, evil fruit basket. There's an envelope with your name on, too. Something heavy's inside. What's that?
A talisman. Due to unforeseen circumstances, I won't be able to get you the item you requested. Please accept this summoning talisman as compensation for your inconvenience. It will aid you in your search. Sincerely, your friend, Ethan Rain. Can't read this spell. It's in Latin or something.
You do know you only have to sound it out, right? You don't have to know what the hell it means. Existo in nomen of de Hoffren. Extractus iam existo ab orbis terrarum of Arashmahar. Ego sinus meus mot ut of meus own.
Huh. What was that about not having to understand?
Thank you for choosing us for all your vengeance needs. Your incantation is very important to us. Sadly,
de Hoffren, Lord of Arashmahar,
is out of phase with this dimension. Please try again later.
That's just wonderful. Even the underworld's gone high tech.
Hi, I'm Buffy Summers. I'm the Slayer. Well, they keep saying I'm a robot. I don't understand this. I feel like Buffy. I have pretty hair and clothes like Buffy. But no one seems to be able to explain why I'm not Buffy.
But we really need to push the chicken feed on you.
That's Giles. He and Willow are the only ones who talk to me right now. I worry about Giles. He seems to like this brown liquid that makes him very angry, and even mean sometimes. Just recently, he was sleeping for a very long time. I think he shouldn't drink that stuff. Only Spike can drink that liquid and look very manly doing it.
Yes, of course. You're still the boss. Pushing things is up to you.
That's Anya. She likes money. And Xander. Though sometimes I wonder if Xander likes her back. Anya sometimes looks at a gold ring and cries. No one sees her do it, but I do. She also talks to Giles funny. I think they should kiss. People who kiss seem to end their weird way of speaking.
Fear not, shopkeepers. I've come to fix the sink.
That's Xander. I like him. He makes people smile. Though lately he's been really tired. Humans require much sleep, and I do not think Xander is getting enough. He brings tools and fixes things. He helped Willow fix me. That hell god with the nice hair broke my head. It was very strange.
Xander, we couldn't wait for you any longer. I called the repairman last week. The sink is fixed.
Ah, you didn't have to do that. I could have fixed it.
Married. I think that's what Anya said when she was crying. She wanted to get married. I asked Giles about marriage the last time we were training. No one I know is this married, whatever it is. Giles cleaned his glasses. He does that a lot. Willow says it's a habit, and it means he is thinking. Maybe I should get some glasses to clean.
Summer ice cream is the best kind.
That's Dawn. She's my sister. I love her very much. She used to be this ball of energy. I think the monks made her look very human. I asked her once if she liked being human. She said she did. She's very helpful to talk to. Sometimes she comes into my room and we lay on my bed together. She misses the other Buffy very much, but she likes that I'm here to keep her safe. I'm a slayer. I keep people safe.
What's the big bad?
Nothing at the moment, Donster, which is kind of nice, and I probably invoke the Hellmouth and throwing a big bad our way by saying that. Oh, it's the witchy duo of witchness. How's the powerful and oh-so-not-going-to-kick-my-butt-twosome?
Xander, why would we do that?
Because I might have forgotten to fix the downstairs door.
Oh, the squeaky one? We call the repairman.
Willow's my friend, and she's recently gay. Spike told me it's not okay to be just gay. Women should be willing to be with other women in front of men. I don't exactly know what he meant. People are always in front of other people. But I said I would do it for him, which made him happy. Willow is a witch, and so is Tara. They do spells together a lot. Willow seems to be killing more bad things than I do. Maybe Willow wants to be a slayer. I guess we'll have to find her a watcher, since Giles is my watcher. Oh, that's a customer. I need to work. Giles says sales have gone up 3% since I started working. I am happy to be doing good work. Hi, I'm Buffy. How can I help you with your magic needs?
It's about time.
Behold the Hoffman, Lord of Arashmaha. He who turns the very air to blood and... Oh. Though I do suppose that would be agreeable to you, vampire. You have summoned me at great risk. Or did you wish to curse someone? I can feel your resentment, it's quite fertile. But I think I'd be better referring you to Halfrek. She's the one who deals with all our clients with parental issues.
That is not why I summoned you.
It's not. May I ask, then, how you came into possession of my talisman?
Ethan Rain sent it to me.
Oh, how is he?
I don't know. He left town in a hurry. How do you know him?
He's an outside contractor. I only used him once. The talisman was his payment. It renders my services to whomever should use it. Ethan must fear you to have given it up.
He's only a human. They scare easily.
Well, in that case, I need you to get an item for me. It's a box carved from the bones of a dead warrior's horse.
Oh, I think Stevenson from the Kingdom of Perpetual Torment had one as a paperweight. Consider it done. Though, I'd give you a word of warning regarding your followers. They're going to betray you. They don't fear you, nor appreciate the brilliance of your vision. You would be best starting over. Get some professional minions. I heard of a hell god who died recently. Her acolytes are still in town. They will be lost without purpose. I propose you render that in your favor. I hear Jinx frequents Willy's. Nice place. Good peanuts.
Thank you for choosing the magic box. Come back soon so Anya can have more money.
Where did she get that?
I have no idea. I have to go over there. And why don't you keep looking at spreadsheets like you have been for the past 6 weeks?
Anya feels out of place. Willow told me that out of place means when something isn't where it should be. Like if Spike were in the sun, that'd be out of place. I'm in place. A slayer, a hellmouth, and a watcher. What more could a girl ask for?
Anya, we have to make sure that the Buffybot fools the right people, and having her say things like that, things that are decidedly not Buffy, is wrong and irresponsible.
Of course. Anya's wrong again. How silly of me to believe that I was helping the little electric mixing bowl. I'll be in the basement. We've got a new shipment of mummy hands, and I need to check on them.
You don't need to get huffy at me, Anya. All I'm saying is that she's a robot, and we have to be careful.
Oh, I'm not a robot. I'm the Slayer.
We've been over this. You're not the real Buffy Summers. You're her stand-in.
What he means is that you're a machine.
Thank you, Anya. I'm a demon-killing machine. I train with Giles.
Hasn't Willow fixed that? It's Giles. Oh, never mind. You're a robot made and trained for... Actually, I don't want to know what you're made for, but you're here to be Buffy. Do you understand?
I am Buffy. I kill demons and say witty things.
Yes, yes, you do. But Buffy's dead, Buffybot. Do you understand death?
I don't understand. Death means you were here, and then you were gone. Where do you go?
No one knows for sure.
You seriously can't be having a conversation with a talking hairdryer.
I am Buffy. I am. Not Buffy. I'm a slayer. Slayer. Angel is stupid.
What did you do?
John is
what
bad.
Did I do? What did you do?
Must slay. Vampires of the world, beware. Buffy. Buffy is coming.
A Buffybot. No, wait.
Did she just...
Remove the door.
And is she...
Starting to chase after a man in a leather jacket.
In the middle of the day?
We better find Willow.
It's a good thing you found her when you did, Giles.
A good thing for us, and a good thing for that poor, poor man.
How did you explain her behavior?
I said she was sleepwalking. Saw a scary movie last night and didn't know quite what she was doing.
And he bought that, even though it's the middle of the day.
Well, Anya, I thought by now you'd notice the residents of Sunnydale are extremely thick when it comes to the unexplained.
That's true. People still think Sunnydale has the highest rate of crime in our county due to gang members on PCP.
Do you think you can fix her?
I'm trying. What did you guys do? Question her existence? Her programming files are all a jumble. The code is seeping into the wrong lines. It's a mess.
She shouldn't question her existence. She's a walking toaster oven.
She's a little more than that, Anya. She has a very specific, if gross, purpose, and now we're rewiring her to be Buffy and to fool the world. Her simple logic algorithms can't take much talk of not being Buffy. She needs purpose. That's how she functions. Without it, she goes haywire. Ah, here's the problem. Easy peasy to fix.
Good show, Willow. Knew you could do it.
Funny how a lack of purpose can just mess with your wiring, huh?
Quite. I'd better be getting back to the magic box.
Oh, can you see if my new spellbook is in yet?
Jinx, you can't stay in here. You're taking up space that paying demons could be using.
I shall purchase a malt-based beverage, then.
I don't see why you just don't go back to your hovel.
I have no dwelling to go to.
Hey, can I get a beer?
Hey, you got an ID, kid?
It's a demon bar. I'm a powerful master vampire. I really don't think human laws apply, do they?
Stupid humans.
Hello, friend. I'd offer to buy you a drink, but you'd probably just stare at it like your first one.
Thank you for your most gracious offer, but I am forbidden by the word of Glorificus to drink or eat of anything other than necessity.
It's called drowning your sorrows, and you have plenty of them. I heard that your god is dead.
Yes, truly. There is no reason for me to go on.
Now. Jinx, is it? There's no need to go saying something like that. You matter. In fact, you're the reason I'm here. I heard you were the demon to talk to about the occult and what's really going on in this town. Didn't you study the Slayer, too?
The Slayer ruined everything. She and her vampire.
A vampire? Working with the Slayer? You're kidding, right?
A vampire, yes! We captured him. We thought he was the key. The way the Slayer protected him.
The key?
It was a young girl, the Slayer's sister. I should have known.
I'm sure it's not your fault. I heard the Slayer is strong. She took on Dracula and won. Not that I ever met him or anything. I wasn't even sure he existed. I'm sorry for your loss. Someone should really stand up to her and her people.
It is all that I have thought about.
I know of a way, but it won't be easy.
Tell me. Whatever it is, I will do it.
Okay, then.
Anya, you give that customer too much change.
Oh, what? Oh, Giles. Yeah, you can take it out of my paycheck.
Oh, no need for that. Everyone makes mistakes. Some more than others. What time does that shipment of salamander eyes and crystal balls coming in?
It already did, Giles. You yelled at that delivery person when he dropped the box of crystal balls onto the table.
Oh, yes. I gave him quite a fright, didn't I?
Giles, maybe you should go home. You're still notably incapacitated by your grief. You're not like Xander. His worth ethic seemed to have benefited from his grief. He explained to me that I might act differently with Buffy's death than with Joyce's. It's okay, though. This place is probably reminding you of her. You trained here with her every day. Maybe you feel guilty about yelling at her that last night about killing Dawn.
Right. I should go home. I've got some research to do. I'll see you later on.
You're going to have to leave.
What?
The store is closing now. Put the merchandise back on the shelves. Please come back tomorrow with all your money.
Fine. There's other magic shops in Sunnydale besides this one.
You should try the store on Anderson Avenue. It's very good. The store's empty. Like you wanted it to be.
Oh, Anyanka, I quite appreciate your hospitality.
Well, I don't. You made me send a customer away. I'm putting us out of business. I won't have any money to buy pretty things.
The box. Can you get it for me or not?
Yes, I can get it. But it's not going to be easy. We don't sell those to just anyone, and it's not something we keep in stock. And Giles certainly wouldn't want you to have it.
I see. It's just as I was afraid of. You've let yourself become domesticated by men.
Okay, it's going to take a while. Giles probably won't even notice. He's not meticulously going over financial records as he was. Xander's the opposite. He's never home, and he's working himself to death so he doesn't have to think about his dead friend.
Oh, I'm sorry, Anyanka. You know I will repay this great debt to you. Whenever you call upon me, I'll...
Oh, you can give me away at my yet-to-be-announced wedding.
Unannounced? Is he too ashamed to tell his friends about it? Demon hunters are very narrow-minded. There's this one man, Winchester by name.
I know what you're doing. You're trying to pay me off with a curse. I love Xander, and I'm going to marry him. I know your feelings on the human custom of marriage, but it's something I want to do.
It just seems unnatural for someone to tie themselves to another. Love always declines, passion fades.
Maybe you could do a speech at the reception. We're having a sit-down meal. I'm thinking of serving chicken for the humans and Dursula beast for the non-human guests.
A speech? Well, I could punch it up with some jokes. Lloyd has a flair for puns and humorous commentary. I'm sure I could get his opinion on it.
Okay, but you can't mention my vengeance days. I know you always like to tell the story about Mrs. Conglish, but it might alienate some of the guests.
It went down well at your 500th birthday celebration.
Ahem.
Oh, very well. Could I at least bring a date?
Hey, what's the all-powerful Willow up to?
Oh, hey, Donnie. Just working on the Buffybot.
Oh, is she broken?
She kind of went kablooey when Giles and Anya said she wasn't Buffy.
Well, she isn't, right?
No, but she was programmed to think she was, so it confuses her. I think I've got her working again. I might even have stopped her doing the Giles thing.
That was beginning to get on my nerves. What's she doing now?
Trying to program her to be witty like Buffy.
Buffy? Witty? Say it ain't so.
That's what I like about you, Donnie. Jan Brady all the way.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia it is. So, how do you teach a bot to be funny?
Well, I thought I'd start with a simple knock-knock algorithm. If she gets the handle of the knock-knock joke, she might be able to understand more complex puns.
Ooh, I love knock-knock jokes. Mom used to tell me them all the time. I guess Buffy would be too if she was here.
I'm sure she would be, Donnie. Hey, I've got an idea. How about you and I cuddle up on the couch and watch some chick flicks and eat a ton of ice cream?
Mom's cured everything.
Yeah, she taught me. You know, Dawn, this might not help you any, but there are a lot of days I wish Joyce was my mom. She was a really good mom.
Really?
Yeah, my mom was too busy with papers and studies. She never even made cookies with me.
I'm sorry, Willow.
Don't be. I'm just glad I got to know Joyce. I'm glad she was here for you.
Yeah, she was.
Aha! I have it. I'll just leave the bot to charge, then it's Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, and Chunky Monkey Ice Cream. Not necessarily in that order.
Oh, I call dibs on the caramel apple dip.
Hey, Sandra. My parents are out and there's a king-size bed.
Zach, you jerk! Get the hell away from me!
Zach, dude, your party sucks. I've been to livelier wakes.
There's hot girls and 10 kegs of beer.
There is not enough drink in the world for you to get Sandra in the sack. She's dating Nathan, and he would kill you.
Hey, that guy's drinking all my beer! Hey, other people want to get
Nathan, leave the guy alone.
Hey, great party.
See? Someone thinks it rocks.
Hey, you're from the university, right? What's your name?
Javert Vido.
Is that European or something?
Yeah, we used to live there.
Do you want to go outside and talk some more?
Justin, what's with this guy? First he takes my beer, and now he's going for my woman.
Hey, what are you doing with your hands all over my girlfriend?
Whoa, never mind. Live entertainment's here.
Did you hear me?
I assure you, sir. I wasn't doing anything. She started coming on to me.
No, I wasn't. He was all over me.
Nathan, leave the guy alone. She's lying. I saw the whole thing.
What?
Nathan, dude, you can't be throwing a guy out of a window at my party. Not cool. She was coming on to me, too.
Zach, you're an idiot. Sandra, we're leaving.
I'm going to check on that Javert guy. Hey, you okay? Are you there?
Justin's been a while. Better make sure that guy isn't throwing up on his shoes or in my mom's flower bed.
I was broken. I feel better now. Starting up in a different place than where you left is confusing. Where am I? Oh, this is the kitchen, where meals are prepared. Tara lets me help make lunch. My side is open. Oh, I'm powering up. The room is not illuminated. Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Knock, knock. Who's there? Edison. Edison who? I'm not sure. I will power up more later. Vampires, beware! Buffy the Slayer is coming. I forgot weapons.
Everything's almost ready, Jinx. Got some nice food trussed up in the basement, ready for when my boys rise. I am so glad I listened to you. I've been wanting to do this for ages. Now, out with the old regime. Play the flute, and the rats show up. Honey, I'm home. Jinx, give me the shovel.
Yes, you're magnificent and most...
Shovel, though the support is appreciated. Finish up here. Being a leader means responsibility and sacrifice. That, none of you can begin to comprehend.
Fabulous beheading, your supreme bumpy foreheaded one.
See, you're all the sacrifice I am happy to make.
God, shut the hell up with the continuous whining. If it's not my sire abandoned me, it's none of you.
Well staked, your suavely sinister one.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna have some fun at the Hellmouth's expense.
Thanks, man, picking us out like that.
It's the least I could do, Justin. You stuck up for me last night.
It was cool when you practically popped Nathan's head off his shoulders. Man, you gotta teach me how to do that. If he hadn't snuck up on you...
All part of the plan, Zach. I'll show both of you the ropes. You don't have to figure it out the hard way, like I had to.
Ooh, hot girl at 12 o'clock. I call dibs. I'm in the mood for something blonde and tanned.
He's our sire. He gets priority.
She's a femme fatale at that.
Yeah, but we're not just gonna look. Are we?
You are. It's the Slayer. Notice the way she moves and the stake?
Stake? That's one of those things that can kill us, right?
Zach, you're even more of an idiot now that you're undead. Haven't you watched any monster movies?
I liked Blade. Silver's not an issue, is it?
Stay here.
Seymour.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Isn't it a lovely evening to be out walking?
It is. It's so clear that you can actually see the stars.
Yes, they're extremely pretty. Astronomy is not part of my internal library.
They're dead. Or some of them are by the time their light reaches us.
As much as I'm programmed to enjoy small talk, I'm going to have to kill you now. I'm sorry about that. You seem pleasant and well-mannered for a vampire.
Oh, of course, I understand that.
He's not as good as Wesley Snipes. She's only a little thin. I could have taken her by now.
Right. Zach, you had trouble killing your paper boy.
It's not my fault he tried to bite me.
Shut up.
My battery is low.
Let me see what I can do about that.
Thank you.
Did you see that? I killed a Slayer!
It wasn't even as difficult as everyone says it is. No big deal.
You sure she's dead?
I can't hear a pulse.
Shouldn't we drain her?
I like my food alive when I eat it. Plus, I've heard Slayer blood is an acquired taste, and it'll send a message to that vampire of hers. Now, who wants to go and kill some more of their school friends?
Can I kill my math teacher? The bitch was gonna flunk me.
You can both kill whoever you want. That's the joy of being a vampire.
This is so cool.
Hey guys, I found her.
What is she doing all the way out here?
Was she patrolling? She's carrying a stake.
Looks like she's cracked.
I'm gonna have to put some kind of locating program in her. She must have run her battery out. I had her charging, but she didn't finish.
I'll carry her back to the house. You can play Mr. Wizard with her there.
I wonder what she did. That's a pretty nasty break on the back of her head.
Must have been walking and lost power. Fell in the tomb or something, I guess.
Think we should tell Mr. Giles?
Oh? He of not being there much?
Xander's right. Giles hasn't been around much. And with everything that's been going on, There's just no use in us worrying him. We found her, and that's what counts. It'll be okay. Where's Dawn?
She's with Spike. Remember, sweetie?
Oh, right. I just forget sometimes.
Well, let's get Barbie Buffy back home before someone sees us.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
Starting at the end of October from Dream Realm Enterprises.
I know what you're thinking. Did he use 6 sleeps or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I kind of lost track myself. But being this is a 44 sweeper, the most powerful broom in the world, it would sweep you clean up. You've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, gunk? Boy, I sure do love my job, I zippity-doo! Especially cleaning up gunk. I love gunk. I will kiss you. Yeah, you want to kiss you? Yeah, I love you so much, gunk.
It's a night of the living gunk. Laughter, mayhem, and scary intrigue are served up in this all-new special episode featuring the robots of the company. Be sure to check it out as we kick off a brand new 4th season of The Bots, exclusively on DREGO.net.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
I found this journal in Buffy's drawer. Well, my drawer now. It's full of memories. Memories I did not have. Buffy was scared, but very brave. I want to be Buffy now. Be brave and help people. They think I don't understand. But it's not that. I don't always comprehend, but I do understand. I'm supposed to make people happy. That is my programming. And that is what I'm planning on doing. It's what the other me would have wanted.
I will not rest until the protectors of my people are restored. Come heaven or hell, they shall be avenged.
This episode was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Our editors were Clay Robeson, Cliss, Scott Corelli, Rich Siegfried, Tabitha, and Kim. Original music for this episode by Austin Wintery. Visit the artist at austinwintery.com. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. Theme song for Javert is Overload, also by the band Beatnik Turtle. And credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by Magnatune.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Additional music credits can be found at our website, www.buffybetweenthelines.com. Special thanks to our beta readers, Trish, Gwen Blair, Anunette, Laura TD, I'm a Mezzo, and Sue. This episode was written by Emma Rowan and Tabitha Grace Smith. Our cast for this episode consists of Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the announcer, Mad Scientist as Willow, Cliss as Tara, Ryan Brown as Giles, Chris O'Connor as Xander, Tabitha Grace Smith as Anya, Tasha as Dawn, Kim Butler as the Buffy Bot, Nick Edwards as Spike, Paul Mackey as Javert, also with Kinsey as Jinx, Andrew Ball as DeHoffrin, Aaron Bates as Justin, Scott Tofty as Zach, Meridian as Monica, Alyssa Psychomac as Delivery Woman, Emma Rollin as the pre-recorded voice woman, James as Brendan the bartender, Simone as the magic box customer, Emily C. as Sandra, Kevin Cummings as Nathan, Christiana Ellis as Air, Andrew Ball as Coyote, and Yuba Quirk as the Navajo Slayer. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at www.buffybetweenthelines.com. Additional sound effects were created by Nick Edwards, Laura, Rachel, Clay, and Kim. All characters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment and parody purposes, so please don't sue us. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or call our voicemail line at 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes. No actual magic box doors were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me.
An hour, maybe more. I would have popped in, but I saw the boxes on the driveway and I didn't feel much like... Try again.